you referred to UKIP as clowns. It must be quite embarrassing to find out you were actually referring to a sizeable slice of the electorate.
I referred to a man called Beppe Grillo in Italy, who's leads a similar party as clowns. I sort of I think clowns and angry men.
That was a specific insult. Well, you also just, said waves, yeah, strays,
No. I have not done that. I think this is a wake-up call to the all this stuff about, you know, what I might or might not have said about UKIP, which isn't totally accurate. This is a wake-up call to the governing parties, the three main parties of government, to actually put forward a positive message about why you should vote for them if you want a strong and effective government and you're not just inclined to protest or to believe factual nonsense like we've just heard about the country's all run from Brussels now, or that immigration causes all our problems in the health service and some of the other things that are being said today. What you need to put forward is a positive case for having a strong government that can continue to develop a modern economy that's sustainably going to increase our prosperity, give us a voice in the world, including in Europe, but to enable us to, with our partners, to make a contribution to these threatening situations we face in Syria and Iraq and so on, and reform education, reform the health service to deal with the flood of elderly people, increasing demands on it, and so on. This is escapist protest politics. I will say that about UKIP, but the key thing is to have the positive message about we succeeded so far on the economy, there are still difficult things you need a strong government to do to complete that job.
I don't want to labour it, but I do want to go back to my initial point, because I think this is the whole key to the principle, isn't it? When you hear any UKIP voter today, they say they don't feel in touch with any of the main parties. You, whatever words you want to choose to say that you said, you insulted UKIP a year ago.
And no, now, I didn't insult UKIP. Mr. Clark.
Look, you did. You used the word wave strays. You backed up the issue about fruitcakes and losers. I just want to make the wider... let me make the wider point then.
Let's on this childlike simplicity, which is what plays into UKIP's
hands. No, but my issue...
What we need to do is deal with the serious issues.
Well,
we're 7 months away from electing a government that's got to get this country through a lot of crises.
With all respect, you're doing it again, because by trying to talk over me, you're not answering the one question that people... No, hang on, but...
I have been talked over by interviewers before.
Well, I know, but just let me make the wider point that a lot of people overnight have voted for UKIP, and they don't feel they've been listened to by the major political parties. Now, a year ago, you were dismissing UKIP, so do you now accept that they are a threat, and do you accept that you have to listen to those who voted for them?
I recommend you to look at my interview, because I wasn't dismissing them, and the interview was a perfectly serious interview, which anybody listening to it would know I was making the same points about the positive case to be made for being governed by a mainstream party that can reform the economy, which can actually hold our own
I'll give you the interview. It says it's very tempting to go for a collection of clowns or indignant, angry people who promise that somehow they'll allow you to take revenge against the people who caused it. And my point is, the indignant, angry people are the voters themselves.
That's one sentence out of it, and I was talking about Beppe Grillo. The rest of the interview was as I'm trying to make this interview. I don't go around insulting UKIP. I do believe we've got to win back the support of people and say, look, politics is a serious business. We must have a parliament that can support a government, handle some problems which are as bad as any I remember in my political career. It is this lightweight knockabout debate, to which in the media a lot of it occurs, which in the end helps UKIP because it reduces it to these slogans and so on. Let's not argue about all that. So there's your angle on the interview. The angle on the by-election should be that the governing parties, most particularly my own, the sort of party that aims to be a mainstream government, has now got to get across why we have enjoined up writing policies that are going to help the economy, help employment, help maintain Britain's voice in the world. And Europe is an extremely important part of our being able to have a prosperous economy and a bigger voice in the world.
Let's just focus then on one issue. And again, I'll re-quote you. You say the idea that hordes of benefits-claiming Bulgarians heading to the United Kingdom is a daft issue. Now, a lot of people disagree with you on that. Do you still feel that is a daft issue?
I still think that's a perfectly sensible. You've again taken one of my racier moments. I always point out that it's factually inaccurate to claim that there never were hordes of Bulgarians coming here. That's when Farage Sirsen began to be credible, when mainstream politicians were pretending we faced a threat of hordes of Bulgarians. It's also not true that we're not able to exclude people who come here just for benefits. No European rules No British rules have ever allowed you to do that, and we just tighten up our system to stop it, which is what we are doing. The immigration we've had from Europe and elsewhere, but particularly the Eastern European immigration, came because we lacked skills when we started a growth of our economy, which we're now trying to tackle. It came here and they contributed to our economic growth. A tiny proportion of them ever claim benefits. They go back when the Polish economy is doing well and ours falters, but at the moment we have quite a lot of immigrants here. A lot of British people work in Europe. About 2 million Brits are living and working in Europe, having access to their health and the benefit system when they need it. It's factually an illusion to tell people that the immigrants here have come here largely to abuse our benefit system. It's not true.
Final question. I accept you want to move forward, so let's just use this as the method to do so. The Tory backbencher Jacob Rees-Mogg has just told this programme a few months ago that he thinks the Conservatives should think about some sort of coalition deal with UKIP. Is that the only way you can secure a Conservative government, do you think, next time?
I would reject any idea of a pact with UKIP, as I suspect the other mainstream parties would. I do not feel I share their values. They're a party of anti-politics and protest, whereas what is required is parties in Parliament that can help form a strong and effective government dealing with some very difficult problems in the modern world. And that involves refuting some of the strange factual allegations that are made against us and actually putting forward our positive message on how to improve the employment and job prospects of future generations.
Ken Clark, thank you very much indeed.